think I've got it. But now my now the color looks all wrong. Oh well, screw it. I'm a little darker in the face today. I started playing with some of the manual settings on the camera and set up my focus so it's not an autofocus anymore. So if I get too close, I'll kind of or too far, I get out of focus. But the color is now a little off. Flying solo again today, as you guys can see, that's okay. Got some box office numbers to chit chat about, and of course, Moon Knight trailer coming out to tomorrow. There's a teaser, and we'll see where it goes. So good morning or good afternoon, depending on time zones or whenever you're watching this. Welcome to the Genreverse Podcast Network's daily cup of genre, the Daily Cog, where we get to talk about anything and everything in geek, entertainment news, pop culture. Sponsored by the good folks over at Grow Generation, where the pros do go to grow. And LRM on LRMonline.com, genreverse.com are the websites every day for all your entertainment news needs and opinions. And of course, the Genreverse Podcast Network, sorry, Mondays, the Genreverse Podcast Network on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast from, Apple, Google's, Spotify, all that good stuff. I'm Kyle, my co-host Christine, who's also my wife, still recovering from whatever was going on last week. And yeah, so I'll be doing this again alone, so hopefully it won't be too long of a show. I'm at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. Also be sure to follow at the Genreverse and at LRM underscore exclusive. I'm not gonna plug Christine's stuff. You can see it on the screen. Okay, at Adorable Doom, and she is adorable. Anyways, guys, so I said the first thing up would be the box office numbers, and it's the one thing I didn't actually bring up, so give me a quick second to do that for you guys. And there we go. I'll zoom in a bit. So I said last week that Spider-Man would need at least 2 weeks to get over 700, and that those thinking it might pop 720 to 750, I didn't see that happening. And yeah, Scream took a big chunk out of Spider-Man, and we saw not that bad of a drop. 36% still brought in 20 million. That's really good, but you can see where it had issues breaking 700 million this week. That's all right. I haven't heard that it's being taken out of theaters anytime soon. Allegedly, they moved Morbius just to make sure Spider-Man had room to breathe. I don't think 3 months is realistic, but we'll see. I think there's reshoots going on there, but that's just me thinking as dumb as possible, like Sony. Anyways, so good job on that. Scream bringing in 30 million, that's not too shabby at all, guys. Like, that's good for horror movies these days. And yeah, I don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring here. Spider-Man had a great opening and then went in its second week very, very, very similar to other movies over the last year, over 2021, and then it did really well afterwards. There were some repeat viewings, I believe, and then also some people that may have thought they would be willing to wait decided not to wait. Regardless, great jobs, Spider-Man. And Sony and Marvel, mostly Marvel, because you guys obviously don't have the playbook. Otherwise, why do you want to be still working with them? But yeah, everyone that knows the show knows me, or any of the other shows on the Genreverse Podcast Network, knows that I cannot stand. So they're just so they're patronizing, or patronizing, however you want to say it. They are condescending as all freaking hell. They don't have any faith in their audiences and intelligence, and I don't like that. But box office numbers looked good overall. What did actually I want to let me bring this back up real quick. I wanted to look up. There's the search. Candyman. See what it did on its opening weekend. Opening weekend, 22. Okay, so that's not bad. And then Spiral was another horror movie that came out this year, or well, last year. Spiral right here. It did not have a great one. Won 8 million. What other horror movies came out in 2021? Halloween Kills. I don't think it did very well because it went on the streaming service. Actually, it went on the streaming service only, if I'm not mistaken. No, it did get some, theater releases as well. Says opening weekend was 49. I don't remember that, but if so, congratulations on that. So it looks like the weekend chart is solid for kind of par for course, except Spider-Man still kicking ass up there. Way to go. What's it sitting at worldwide right now? 1.6 billion. That's good. I hope Multiverse of Madness does as well, and if not better, I won't do better, but I hope it does as well. Yeah, man. Guys, go see the movies. Support your theaters. Get in there and do that. So yeah. Let's go into a quick little. I mentioned Moon Knight earlier, and we got a teaser. Why Hulu's doing whatever. Hulu do something with football? I thought that's what the ESPN. Anyways, guys, they got a little teaser. The big trailer's coming later on tonight. I'll have a reaction for that, hopefully with Christine tomorrow. But let me just take a look at this little teaser for you guys real quick and see what's going on. Let me make sure OBS looks right. I really should just use my other screen, shouldn't I? Anyways, here we go.
This Monday.
Ah.
Don't miss the world trailer premiere.
This chaos in you.
Ooh.
Of Marvel Studios.
Interesting.
This Monday during the NFL Super Wild
okay.
Game.
Yeah, I'm down with it. I was already hooked when they announced it, and then having Oscar Isaac do the character. It's great, man. I've always liked Moon Knight in general, but it was the, 2016 kind of, new jumping on point. And I think it was Jeff Lemire, or was it Bemis? I always get those two confused because one was writing Moon Knight and one was doing Strange or took over for the other. Moon Knight. Lemire was writing Moon Knight. It was great. It was awesome. Takes kind of like a reboot of the character, showing us a different, not wholly different, but different way of the personalities and kind of the interactions and really playing on the whole what's real and what's not. And it was a great series, a great read. I actually brought it up on whatever. I'm on Amazon, of course. Yeah, I highly suggest you guys check it out, especially before this series. I won't say especially before the series because it does look like they're going to borrow quite a bit from this. You saw some of the personalities. We've seen Lockley and Grant, or who we believe are two of the personalities, Lockley and Grant. And then there's parts where, anyways, guys, Marvel continues to do their own thing, and this has things that I don't think they'll put in the show. Maybe if it was back on Netflix, but not necessarily Disney Plus. We could always hope though, right? So I would definitely check that out. Moon Knight is a character that comes with a lot of baggage. We're living in 2022, and as a person that has behavioral health or mental health. And in the military, we started having to call it behavioral health instead of mental health, I guess, because what I'm going to get into is how sensitive people can be to where even the label itself is, you know, an issue, saying mental health versus behavioral health or whatnot, because somebody once said you're mental. Yeah, I got it. Cry. Words can hurt, but the point being is you're dealing with a guy that's got behavioral health issues. You're dealing with split personalities, and people will be like, oh, what about you're misrepresenting? You're causing us a stigma. This, that. It's a goddamn story. So I just want to get that out of the way now. I got issues. I got things from my time in the military. I got things from other trauma, but man, I sure do like stories, and I like escapism, and I like a world where, not all the time, but you know, I do like a world where the person with the issues can be OP as fuck and use that to the advantage. I can disconnect from real issues and be like, huh, this is a good story. There's a time and a place to be realistic. There's a time and a place to use your platform to make messages, to make statements, to progress an idea, move an idea forward. There are plenty of projects, times, places, things to do that with. But Moon Knight, guys, I wholly support going into it as a fucking fantasy, as a work of fiction. So yeah, we'll hope that no one gets too upset, and that they don't, you know, look, no one goes out of their way in these things to be insulting to anyone. And here's a dirty little secret for those that are big fans of Twitter and Facebook or TikTok, whatever. It's a bubble. Everything you see is geared towards supporting your bubble, and that means you might think a lot of people think like you. But let's take for example a tweet that someone makes, and you get someone calling for that someone to be fired, and it gets 50,000, 100,000, 1 million. Likes, shares, retweets, whatever. That's 1 million out of 7 billion plus on the planet. 1 million out of 600 million almost in North America. You know, it's not a lot, guys. Even a million, it's not a lot. So Take that into account. Get out your bubbles, and if anything in it upsets you, you know, analyze it. Analyze why it's upsetting. But admit that maybe you are in a bubble, and that you can be upset. But it doesn't necessarily mean enough people are upset that it should be, you know, canceled, or the actors, writers, directors should be harassed or anything like that. So before we continue on, let's go ahead and take a word from our sponsors over at Grow Generation.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. From propagation to harvest, they have everything you need for your special garden. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com. Where the pros go to grow.
All right. Thank you, Grow Generation, for sponsoring the episode as always, guys. Links down below in the description box. And then the other story I wanted to bring up, is let's talk about, let's not talk about the ad again. Sorry about that. Where are you at? There we go. Let's talk about The Santa Claus, one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. I believe it's a top five Christmas movie. I mean, you've got Home Alone, The Santa Claus, Scrooged, Muppets, Christmas Carol, and then probably for me, Home Alone 2. I don't know. The Grinch is really good. The Grinch is a really, really good, Christmas movie. So, that new CGI one from from a few years ago. Anyways, The Santa Claus is great. Loved it growing up. Saw it in theaters. It's a tradition in my house as a child and my house now as an adult with my own family. It's getting a continuation series. I did not see Santa Claus 3, and I don't remember 2 well enough. Only seen it a couple times because I didn't care for them too much. The first one is kind of lightning in a bottle. It's a very unique idea, and they had to figure out, you know, new perils to put Santa Claus in to get this secret. So, oh, you got to get married. Here's someone screwing you out of your position. And the third one, I think it was, and then now he's facing old age, which I thought as long as Santa didn't get off, then I could be wrong from second or third movie. Like I said, I haven't seen third at all, second in a long time. But the elves are really old. Santa's magic, and you're kind of led to believe in the first one that as long as he doesn't physically die, that he might have longevity, but maybe they didn't explain any of that. Maybe it's just the elves who can live a really long time. But there is that line. There is that line in the movie when Scott Calvin, Tim Allen's character, says, who's the head elf? And the elf respond that he's talking to responds to him, you are. Like, you're the head elf. So I always took that as Santa, the OG original Santa, however far back that goes, was at least part elf, had enough elf magic. I don't know. It's just kind of the way I took it. Bernard was a regular-sized, you know, person, didn't really, you know, seem very elfish, was old. I could believe it. Anyways, so now he's getting old and doesn't want to be Santa forever, or realizes he can't be Santa forever. And let's see. Hold on one second. My parents are dealing with the virus, and I'm checking some messages, and they seem okay. They seem okay. And yeah. Anyways, I don't know about the whole age thing, because like I said, I thought he would live, but he's gonna, according to Variety, for those listening on the app, the Santa Claus franchise is being continued as a limited series, so thank God it's limited, at Disney Plus, with Tim Allen returning to star as Scott Calvin. Calvin is on the brink of his 65th birthday and realizing he cannot be, or can't be Santa forever, starting to lose a step in his Santa duties. And I thought that was the third movie. Like, that's how, what's his name, took over or something. Anyways, he's got a family who could benefit from a life in the normal world, especially his two kids who have grown up at the pole with a lot of elves, children, and family to please. Scott sets out to find a suitable replacement Santa while preparing his family for a new adventure in a life south of the pole. So, yeah, there you guys go. I'm... It could be cute, could be fun, could be funny. But I didn't care for the second movie. I didn't even care enough to see the third movie. Maybe I should. Are they any good? Let me know in the comments below. But yeah. I want something new. Like, at least this is a deep cut that hasn't been redone a thousand times, sequels notwithstanding, or whatever the saying goes like. But I don't know, guys. Like, they think about all of the Christmas movies that I just named. Two Home Alones, The Santa Claus, Muppets Christmas Carols, Scrooged. You know, The Grinch is the newest one, and it's great. I love it. Are there really any modern Christmas classics, like, from 2000 plus, besides the Grinch? Elf, I know a lot of people like Elf. When did Elf come out? I know I've done this before. Elf, IMDb. 2003. Okay, so there's a couple. But think about, you know, things like a Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation. Think about all the classic cartoon movies that everyone loves and remembers. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer the Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Frosty the Snowman, all of that. Sorry, I've got so much going on, ladies and gentlemen, between the messages from my parents and trying to find things on the screen to chit chat about with you guys. But there's all these past Christmas things, and people love them universally, and yet the stuff from 2010 forward or 2000 forward, even very, very sparse. The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix a few years ago was pretty good, but not something I want to revisit every year. And Hawkeye, I had hopes for, might try to rewatch some of it next year, but it kind of got in its own way. We'll see. We'll see what the Santa Claus series does and if it's any good. But yeah. Anyways, I was gonna talk about some Vincent D'Onofrio. I can't pronounce the name. Talking about the Daredevil being canceled because of Disney Plus. But I mean, pretty much everyone figured that was the case. I mean, why are you going to have your stuff on somebody else's things if you don't have to, if you're making your own service? So that being said, I will go ahead and wrap it up for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully Christine will be on tomorrow to talk about other things in the genreverse here on the Genreverse Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm showing Spotify up on the screen now. Daily Cog, Breaking Geek Radio, both cover everything. Breaking Geek really does a lot of reviews and long, as you can see, hour and 43 minute discussions, anime versal reviews, the AVR podcast doing Sabiki Bisco or Sabiki Bisco. I'm not sure. I don't think they're going to pronounce that you. I'm not. I don't think so. I'm not sure on the grammatical rules for that, but it's a crazy show. We record Tuesdays and release Wednesdays right now for that. The Cantina, doing Cantina reviews for Book of Boba Fett. Episodes 4, 5, 6, and 7, probably big deals. I've heard, you know, 4 is where things are supposed to kick off. Some, you know, news that LRM on online.com, every day for all your entertainment news needs and opinions, talked about, you know, things like Cad Bane and I know we didn't break the Bosk story, but we talked about it, or maybe we did. I don't remember, but it might have some issues, but check it out. And then this week, our final review for episodes 5 through 10 of Cobra Kai season 4 on the No Mercy podcast. And yeah, guys, just lots of great things. And Marvel Multiverse Mayhem as well, doing Marvel reviews. We got Deadpool coming up next, and we're going to be doing a special format for a really crappy movie in a few weeks. So keep tuned. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, brand new Genreverse YouTube channel. All of the podcasts are going up there now, no longer at the LRM YouTube channel. And then in the future, guys, we are going to start getting individual feeds for the shows. So if you're a big fan of the Daily Cog but hate whenever we're doing anime stuff and you don't want to listen to anime versal reviews, then you'll be able to subscribe just to the Daily Cup of Genre or just to Breaking Geek. But that's coming in the future, and we'll still have kind of like a joint catalog, a joint channel. So yeah. And then I already mentioned the website right there. There it is for everyone that can see it. Isn't it pretty? All sorts of great things. We even got a semi-working dark mode. Yeah, we kind of got to look at getting rid of these white boxes and stuff. But work in progress, guys. So thank you so much And let me load up this outro video and say bye.